Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Shavuos Daf Tesvav, Shavuos 15b, pagination is 30. We'll start a little above midway on the page. The first words on the line are Lo Efshar, and then we begin at the two dots. Uvishir. We're making reference to the Mishnah, which is on Yudalid Amud Aleph, which told us that when they added to Yerushalayim or to the Azara, to the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be done according to a specific protocol that would sanctify it. Melech, Novi, Urim Vitumim, King, Prophet, the Urim Vitumim, Sanhedrin of 71, as well as Uvishir, and with song, which is going to involve both words and instruments. Says our Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, Shir Shel Toda, they would sing the song of the Karban Toda, Kapitel Kuf, 100 in Tehillim, Bikinoros, they would have harps, Uvenevalim, the lyre, Uvitzel Salim, with cymbals, Alkopina Upina in every corner, Alkal Evan Gedolo Shab Yerushalayim, and on every large stone in Yerushalayim, Veomer, as well as Aromimcha Hashem Kidi Li Sani, the capital Lamed in Tehillim, that starts off about Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, the dedication. So that's most appropriate if you're dedicating additional area towards holiness. It's also the capital that we say on Hanukkah, because the Beis HaMikdash was rededicated on Hanukkah. V'shir shal pegoim v'yeshamim shir shal negoim. And also, capital Tzadi Aleph in Tehillim 91, which is known as either the psalm, the song of the possible damage that we're trying to ward off, or negaim, afflictions that we're trying to ward off. Man da omar de negaim dechsiv, in that capital it says, v'nega la yikrav be'olecha, afflictions shall not come to your tent. So that's why it's known as the protection capital regarding negaim. Man da omar pigaim, it's talking about the same chapter in Tehillim, but dechsiv yipo mitzidcha elef, that the damaging forces shall fall by the wayside. V'omer, and he says as well, Yoshev b'seser elyon b'tzel shaka yislonon ad ki ato Hashem machsi elyon samta me'onecha. That section. V'chozer v'omer, and he also says, Mizmor l'David b'varchem apnei Avshalom b'no, capital Gimel, Hashem mara butzora yad l'Hashem ha'yishu alam chaber chasecha sala, to Hashem is salvation, upon his nation is to recognize the salvation, to praise and bless Hashem. So we have over here a list of some very important sections in Tehillim, which would be recited when they dedicate an addition to Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash. And the focus of our Mishnah was that because they did this, therefore it is sanctified with the same holiness, and a person who would come in a ritually impure state and do something violating the holiness would indeed be in violation. The words of the Mishnah were, She'ein mosifin aloir, because we don't add on unless we're doing it according to this protocol. The Gemara has a two dots over here, and then it launches into a related topic. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Luhu, would recite these chapters, Lahani Kroi, to these psukim, Vigoni, when he was going to sleep. He would say these psukim, and then he would go to sleep. Now, this is connected to a statement that we have from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the first parak of Brachas, Daf Dalet Amid Beis on the bottom. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, even though a person said Shema in Shul as part of Ma'ariv, mitzvah likroso amita, so there's a mitzvah to say Shema again by his bed, based on the pasuk Rigzu ve'al techetau, tremble and do not sin, imru vilvavchem, say the psukim of uvechol levavcha, say the psukim of Shema al mishkavchem, by your bed, v'domu sela, and then everything will be calm with sleep. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Nachman im Tamar Chacham hu enet zarech, a Tamar Chacham who's always busy with his learning doesn't really have to say the Shema for this purpose, to fulfill this pasuk. Amar Abaya said, Av Tamar Chacham ibayle lememer chad psuka derachmi. Even a Tamar Chacham has to say at least one pasuk of mercy topic, asking for Hashem's benevolence. Kegon, for example, b'yodcha afkid ruchi, in Hashem's hand I entrust my spirit. Padisa osi Hashem kel emes, Hashem is the Redeemer and is reliable. Interestingly, the end of Kriya Shema al Hamita, which we'll discuss in a moment, the section of Shema that said at bedtime, ends off with Adon Olam, with a theme, basically, as Abaya said, the pasuk that should be said, "B'yado afkid ruchi be'es ishan va'oira," in Hashem's hand, I place my spirit when I go to sleep, and I will awake. "V'imruchi giviyasi," and with my spirit shall my body remain. Hashem li velo ira, Hashem is with me, I shall not fear. And this is the concept of ending off in a positive, protective way. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in our Gemara is reciting psukim. In the Gemara in Brachas, he's saying that you should say Shema. This plays out in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Tes, where the Mechaber introduces the concept of Shema and Hamapil, and there is discussion if Shema should be first or Hamapil should be first, but the way we present it, one is saying Hamapil before Shema, and the psukim that are said afterwards are not considered an interruption between that and sleeping. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions this is not a birchas hanenin. Going to sleep is not totally in your control. It's meant to be said at this juncture, at the end of the person's day. In any case, we have Shema and Hamapil, Hamapil Shema, the order, and this Shema, it's brought in the Ramah, which I don't think is the prevalent minig, is Chozer Vikore Kama Pa'amim. A person can recite it multiple times, the entire paragraph. You're not allowed to say the Pasuk of Shema one after another, because that looks like you're pledging allegiance to a second deity. But to say the entire paragraph is fine, Kama Pa'amim, until you fall asleep. The Mechaber continues, though, and says, "Ve'omer Yosheb Seser Elyon," a person should say the capital we described, Tzadi Aleph, he should say capital Gimel, Hashem Marabut Sarai, and so on. Parenthetically, capital Tzadi Aleph is the capital regarding protection. Whenever we're forging ahead, we're entering new territory, we feel vulnerable, we're not sure how things are going to turn out, so Tzadi Aleph is appropriate. So they used it when they were celebrating adding to Yerushalayim, which is adding a new area, making it sanctified. And in the world of spirituality, need protection to forge ahead like that. When a person goes to sleep, it's brought to say it. We say it by a levaya as well. And I've seen that there's artistic rendition of it as well. When a person goes out, moving to a new community, I've seen it used by Chabad Shaluchim. They're into Tzadi Aleph, which the letters spell out Tzei, go out, embark on something, and this is the capital of protection for such. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that there's actually a Yerushalmi that presents these two concepts that are showing up in Shulchan Aruch. One is that you should go to sleep, like the Rama says, as a result of repeating Shema again and again until you fall asleep. And the other approach outlined by the Mechaber, that a person should be reciting these different psukim of rachami, favorable psukim, in order to fall asleep. So the Yerushalmi describes how they heard somebody, the mentor, Kari Shema, Vavakari Vechoze Vekari. He was saying Shema again and again, Adu Shokimine Goshinsei, until he fell asleep as a result. And that's the Pasuk, Rigzov Al Techato, that we said that even Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds of and mentions in the Gemara Brachas. And then the Yerushalmi continues and says, Peliga de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but falling asleep from Shema by repeating it again and again argues on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held that after you say the Shema, Kori Mizmorim Basra, you should be reciting these psalms afterwards, which would bring the person to the point of sleep. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.